In District 8, a working-class area of Santiago, young men and women carry their political weapons to Maipú Plaza to launch their latest campaign for Sunday's general elections. These letters spell corrupt, the word frequently used to describe all too many Chilean politicians and public servants. That's the message from César Leyva, a 29-year-old independent congressional candidate.
My main sponsors are young people between 18 and 25. They gathered the 2,700 signatures I needed to run for Congress as the only independent candidate in the metropolitan area.
It was an uphill battle. Leyva's allocated time for free television election publicity was literally undetectable, shorter than a blink of an eye. We'll show you again. But young people in Chile, especially in working-class areas, don't watch mainstream TV.
Estas son nuestras palomas.
Leyva is young and uses social networks and a style his generation understands.
My campaign mainly focuses on corruption in politics, but also on how to use public funds, something I have 4 years' experience in.
Over the years, disenchantment with Chile's political institutions has prompted millions of young people to stay home on election day. Anger and frustration, especially among the poorest, grew. This boiled over into mass protests 2 years ago, when demands for a more equal society were led by young people. Months of demonstrations recalibrated Chile's political landscape, putting social change on everyone's agenda.
Increasingly, more young people are involved in politics, and I believe they're the agent of change.
But translating protest into political participation, especially in low-income areas, is still difficult.
That's what we're trying to change in my neighborhood. We need them to see involvement as a representative resource for everyone, not just the privileged class.
Earlier this year, an unprecedented number of young people were elected as mayors, especially women. And in this Sunday's election, one of the two leading candidates is only 35 years old, Gabriel Boric, a former student leader. If the trend stands, people like these will be playing a decisive role in deciding who governs Chile for the next 4 years. Lucía Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.